Nearly $6 billion in ETH is waiting to stake, and nobody wants to leave Ethereum's validator entry queue, holds 2.89 million ETH as of April 5, 2026, according to Cointelegraph, with new stakers facing an estimated 50-day wait to begin earning yield. The exit queue, by contrast, sits at or near zero. Nobody is lining up to leave. At ETH's current price of $2,055.50, that backlog represents roughly $594 billion in capital pressing against a protocol-enforced bottleneck. ETH itself is flat on the day, down 0.2% over 24 hours, while the broader market registers a fear and greed reading of 30 fear. As of April 5th, the queue grew from 904,000 ETH in 3 months. In early January 2026, the staking entry queue held approximately 904,000 ETH. By early March, that figure had ballooned to roughly 3.4 million ETH with a projected 60-day wait, according to IndexBox. The current 2.89 million figure suggests the queue has been processing. Validators are getting through, but new entries keep replenishing the line faster than it can drain. The mechanics are simple. Each validator slot requires 32 ETH, and the protocol admits new validators at a fixed rate per epoch. When demand exceeds capacity, a queue forms. What makes the current situation unusual is the complete absence of counterpressure. Exit demand peaked near 2.7 million ETH in September 2025, before falling steadily to near zero by early 2026. The one-sidedness is the story. Who is queuing? Pav Hundal, lead analyst at SwifeTax, described the queue buildup as a sign that the next wave of long-term investors are choosing to lock supply for yield. The driver is institutional. Corporates, exchanges, and large operators are the primary demand source, according to CoinMarketCap's analysis, treating staking as a low-risk yield instrument on balance sheet holdings. The Ethereum Foundation itself completed a 45,034 ETH deposit on April 3rd, worth roughly $93 million, bringing its cumulative total to approximately 69,500 ETH, just shy of its 70,000 ETH target. That deposit alone absorbed more than 1 day's worth of the protocol's admission capacity. Last year's Pectra upgrade also played a role. It reduced the administrative burden for large operators by allowing them to consolidate more stake into fewer validators, which lowered operational costs and made staking more attractive at scale. What a one-sided queue means for ETH supply: roughly 29% of Ethereum's total supply is now staked, somewhere between 35 and 37 million ETH, depending on the source. The 2.89 million ETH in the entry queue represents an additional 2.4% of circulating supply that is committed to staking but not yet earning. The yield compression is real. Current staking APY sits around 3.3%, down from higher levels when fewer validators competed for the same block rewards. More validators means the reward pool gets split more ways. Yet the queue keeps growing, which suggests that 3.3% yield on a liquid, dollar-denominated asset is attractive enough for institutions to wait nearly 2 months. The supply dynamic cuts both ways. Staked ETH is not actively circulating. It cannot be sold on spot markets without first exiting the validator set, which currently has no queue but still requires a processing period. The growing share of staked supply tightens the effective float. Whether that translates to price pressure depends on whether the holders who are not staking decide to sell or join the queue themselves. The broader staking landscape: Ethereum is not the only network experiencing staking demand shifts, but its queue mechanics make the imbalance visible in a way that other chains do not surface. Solana, for instance, has no entry queue. Validators can begin staking almost immediately. That makes Ethereum's 50-day wait a useful signal, precisely because it is a constraint that reveals demand. The liquid staking sector adds a layer. Protocols like Lido, Rocket Pool, and newer entrants issue liquid staking tokens, STETH, RETH, that let holders earn yield while maintaining liquidity. A significant portion of the queue likely comes from these protocols depositing on behalf of users. The growth of liquid restaking, where staked ETH is recommitted to additional protocols for extra yield, further amplifies the demand pipeline. For holders weighing their options, the 50-day wait is a planning factor. Anyone initiating a stake today should not expect to begin earning until late May. Cards and services that support staking rewards as part of their spending ecosystem may be worth considering for users who want yield exposure without the validator commitment.